Hi, David. Congratulations. Just can you explain like what you're feeling right now, and can you just explain the type of player you are?
Yeah, I mean, with the first part of your question is just surreal. I mean, like I'm sitting in front of a mirror here and just looking at myself like with these colors, the blue and gold, like it's truly like an outer body experience for me. I'm super excited to go in Buffalo. I had a great time there the past week, making connections there. The couple staff I've met here have been awesome, and I mean, I'm just super excited to come to Buffalo, and obviously making the playoffs is the first priority for me, and then onward from there. And I am what my play style is. I'm a heart and soul guy, loyal to the soil. Just compete is the name of the game for me. Sacrificing, blocking shots, whatever it is, whatever it takes. And yeah, moving to my play style, that's what I am, is a big physical, hard defenseman. Shutting down the opposition, opposing teams' top forwards. Trying to get back on pucks, transport pucks efficiently, and any offense for me is really just a bonus.
Sorry, did you say you were in Buffalo this past week?
A few weeks ago for the
Oh, for the
NHL
combine.
combine.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks, Bill.
Hey, David, Rachel Lindsay from the Buffalo News. Again, you
Hi.
describe yourself and you've been tabbed as a physical defenseman, but why is that aspect of your game important and how did you develop that?
For me, it's about finding identity. Within the Ontario Hockey League, I came in, a young kid. I was 15, and I was really soft. Like that wasn't really part of my game at all, the physicality. And we had a pro coach, Derek Laxall, who was there for 2 years, and now he's back coaching with Kraken's farm team. But he was just insistent and just instilled it for me. And I fought it for a long time, but just over my time in the league, developing that and finding an identity and a role that could earn me minutes. And that physical play has got me to where I am, and it earns respect for not only me on the ice, but for my teammates as well. So for me, it was about building an identity.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rachel.
Hi, David. Joe Yerden with Bleacher Report. Congratulations. This is very cool for you.
Thank you.
Wanted to know what's your familiarity with the Sabres, and what do you think of the decor that they've got there now? And they've added to it today, but what were your thoughts watching them, before getting drafted by them?
Yeah, I've never been to a game. I live close. I live in Toronto, so obviously traffic depending, it's you never know how long it's going to take to get there, but it's not far geographically speaking. I know past 14 years have been a lot of struggle, a lot of hard times, and I know the fans, a lot of the fans have stuck with it throughout that whole time period. And a team that's really looking forward to the future and just trying to take steps forward. And it's a blue collar city. There's a lot of rich history within the city. I believe it was steel or we, those were the industries there. And so, like I said, a blue collar city, and I'm sure the fans will appreciate my game. Probably very similar to what it is in Owen Sound, a smaller market. Gonna draw from smaller cities out of town. And I'm just super excited, and couldn't have scripted it any better, really, with Greg and hearing his story, and for him to announce the pick, it was awesome.
You've done your homework. I'm curious what you think of the challenge that presents given the 14 years and whatnot. I know it'll be a couple of years before you're here, but when you get picked by them and you see that, what are your thoughts about that?
I absolutely love it. I love that challenge, and nothing lasts forever, so it's bound to happen eventually. And sorry, I forgot to touch on the decor that you asked about, but obviously a young decor. A lot of high-end picks, two first overall picks on the back end. I'm not even sure if any other team has that, right? So, and then obviously the first round of this year as well, Merkka, good young player. So it's a team that's going to be building and only going to be getting better, and maybe getting rid of some of the guys who, maybe don't want to be there, and just keeping those guys like Tage Thompson. Those young players, those young skilled players, and just building towards the future. And I'm just so grateful to be a part of that.
Thanks so much, David. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
Hi, David. Congratulations. Matt Fairburn from The Athletic here. Curious, you fought a few times this year, and what that part of your game means just as a teammate, you know, to stick up for guys and maybe pick your spots with fighting. You know, obviously it's not as big a part of the game in junior as it used to be, but what is that part of your game like?
Yeah, there's a lot of restrictions around it, certainly in junior hockey, and also dealing with two injuries this year, broken hand and broken wrist. So only played half the season, and still within that, you know, I fought five times this past year, and it's something, you know, I'm continuing to get better at and get comfortable with and working on that. And it goes back to, you know, developing that physical side of the game. If you're a big physical defense, you're going to have to be able to fight. And I really don't think there's anything more courageous and admirable you can do in the eyes of a teammate or coach than to fight and, you know, risk losing a tooth or whatever it may be, risk getting hurt, you know, for your team. It's a part of the game that's never going to go away, and something that I'm going to have to do, and I'm going to, you know, be proud of and continue to get better at.
And who'd you have with you this week out there in Los Angeles, and what was the week like?
Yeah, I've got a really small media family, so it was really just me, my mom, my dad, and my dog couldn't make it, unfortunately. But that's really our household, and I've never been to LA before, so getting here was, you know, the whole experience has just been surreal. I'm sure that's a word that comes up a lot this week, and it's true. You know, it was funny for me. I don't know how many of you would know this, but there's a game called like Grand Theft Auto 5, and it's the map's like based on LA. I see a head nod there from Joe. It's based on LA, so it's like, have I been here before? Like, I'm going and seeing all these landmarks, and it's like just the same as the video game. And so that was an amazing experience for sure. And then obviously the end of this draft, to share the moment with my parents, who just, those are the two people that have been there the whole way throughout my entire journey and supported me no matter what. And, you know, see, you know, my dad, you know, tearing up, count on one hand by the time I've seen him cry. So just to see how much it means to them was awesome.
Awesome. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Hi, David. Mike Harrington in the Buffalo News here. Tell me first about, you got a lesson in the business of hockey. What was the trade like, and just knowing how big a deal it was, given it was a first rounder?
Absolutely. And like your words, a lesson in the business, and that's what it was. And, you know, really shifting my perspective, and, you know, it's a hard thing to say, but it really is a business, and you are an asset, you are a commodity. And, you know, it's kind of made me, you know, harder and more business oriented in my approach. And, obviously you can't fully do that. You know, for me, I'm a loyalty guy. So that's kind of where wires cross there, when you're going from being a guy that's loyal and, you know, would do anything for your team. And then all of a sudden you're getting traded, and, It was a strange experience for sure, and I've talked about it a lot in draft interviews this year. Going into the season, had no idea I was going to be traded from Oshawa, and then, you know, started hearing those rumors online, and being reached out to by, you know, friends around the league, and then you know, finally happening the weekend before that trade. I broke my wrist, so it's like, what am I doing? Like, why are they putting me in the lineup when they know this trade is imminent? And I'm doing everything for this team, but, you know, on the other side, on the flip side, you're going to an organization that, you know, has expressed interest in you and really wants you. And going to Owen Sound is so different from Oshawa, going from a big market to a small market. And I just loved absolutely everything about it. The community was so welcoming, and I'm excited to go back. And I think I see a lot of similarities there between Owen Sound and Buffalo.
When you're talking about being a 6'5" guy and a physical guy, tell me, what's it like to make a hit and make an impact on a game? Goal scorers always talk about goals. What's it like when you get the big hit?
Yeah, I mean, goals feel great. And I don't know if it hits there, but if it's the same, but it's right there. And a big hit, a big open ice hit, it can, you know, change the course of the game, change the shift of momentum. And even those small hits too, that might not make the highlight reels, but that's going to wear down on players. And, you know, when I'm on the ice, opposing forwards know, and You know, it's going to change their routes. They're not going to come through the middle of the ice with their head down, and they're going to know that I'm looking for a hit. And, you know, I also have to learn to rein that in. And that's something I'm going to be working on through video and practice and games, and, you know, learning, you know, when to make those hits, when not to. But it's a great feeling for sure. It's an adrenaline rush, and it gets you into the game.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
David, one more question. Your hand wrist injury, left or right?
Both of them are on my right arm.
Okay. All right. Thank you.